We aimed to evaluate the incidence of T2DM over time in women with PCOS at different ages at the time of diagnosis compared with controls, women without PCOS. The results of this study showed that among women diagnosed with PCOS at a young age, the incidence of T2DM was significantly higher than that among age-matched women in the general population. However, the risk disappeared among women diagnosed with PCOS after the age of 35 years. These findings highlight the importance of prompting a more aggressive treatment to prevent diabetes among women diagnosed with PCOS at a young age. In other words, these findings highlight the lessened importance of this type of intervention in women diagnosed with PCOS at a later reproductive age.